Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second, the first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third, the right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fourth, the DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second, the right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third, the first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth, the DH, Joe Charbonneau. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting 7th, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting 8th, the second baseman, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting 9th, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to third. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nordhagen scores. Johnson scores. Morrison moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. Morrison scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kim. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Dibzinski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dibzinski moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kim hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Bell moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison bunts towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Nordhagen moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pruitt is walked intentionally. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Alexander now catching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morrison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dibzinski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Charbonneau hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hara hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Manning moves to third. Mike Proley now pitching. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball four. Dibzinski moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. Dibzinski scores. Hassey moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey now catching. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kim hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pruitt moves to third. Bob Ochinco now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. Pruitt scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-4 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Squires moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Mike Stanton now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Broemer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-3 in the game. Charbonneau hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Hargrove moves to second. Gary Gray pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. Hara moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Miguel Dillon pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Miguel Dillon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Gray now playing left field. Alan Bannister now playing shortstop. Dave Rosello now playing second base. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got two RBIs. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrison moves to third. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Morrison scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Borgman now catching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to second. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 4 in the game. Charbonneau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Ed Farmer now pitching. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hera hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.